This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A drag storytime event in Melbourne to raise awareness for LGBTIQ+ rights has been cancelled after it was targeted with violent threats. The event was scheduled to be held at Oakley Library, hosted by Monash Council in the city's southeast, on the 18th of May to celebrate the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. However, Monash Council said it was left with no choice but to cancel the event after repeated threats aimed at harming the drag performer, families intending to attend the event, counsellors and staff. A former police officer in Victoria has been backed by his police colleagues after being dismissed for posting racist and homophobic comments online. After being fired from his job earlier this year for posting a series of racist and homophobic comments, Sergeant Bruno Staffieri has appeared at a dismissal hearing to plead for his job back. At the hearing, Staffieri argued that he was merely expressing his Christian beliefs, saying that he didn't mean to offend anyone and won't do it again. With the ongoing beat-up about drag shows, anti-drag flyers have now appeared in the Queensland city of Toowoomba. Locals found the flyers earlier this week, scattered in toilet cubicles and around seating areas at Toowoomba's main shopping centre. Paraphrasing John F. Kennedy, the flyer's author asks readers to ponder one of the smaller mysteries of life, saying, "Ask not why the children shouldn't see drag queens, ask why drag queens crave an audience of children." LGBTIQA+ health organisation ACON is urging gay, bisexual and men who have sex with men to continue to be vigilant for Mpox symptoms after the surprise detection of a case in New South Wales. New South Wales Health's Dr. Vicky Shepherd confirmed the new case of the virus, formerly known as monkeypox. It's the state's first since November. After discovering coalition cuts to Destination New South Wales, the New South Wales Labor government will have to find a way to fund next year's Mardi Gras. According to the Daily Telegraph, departmental briefings received by Chris Menz's Labor government reveal that the former coalition government cut 50% from the State Significant Event Fund. The objective of the State Significant Event Fund is to aid the recovery of the events industry post-COVID, as well as promote a 24-hour New South Wales economy through a world-class, distinctive and compelling events calendar. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
The AFL has announced that people found responsible of vilification in the sport will receive a lifetime ban from AFL matches. 9 lifetime bans have been issued this season, with 5 more under investigation. AFL Executive General Manager, Inclusion and Social Policy Tanya Hosh says the AFL is committed to ensuring there are protections in place from all incidents of racist and homophobic language.
We are appointing a new person in our integrity team to deal purely with vilification issues. We're taking positive steps to equip ourselves for really strong and consistent leadership on this issue.
Last weekend, the Melbourne Rugby Club hosted the third annual 2023 Pride Cup with the Festival of Rugby. The Cup is part of Rugby Victoria's commitment to supporting LGBTQIA+ inclusion, with Melbourne Rebels players in attendance. Monash Uni Rugby Club were gracious in victory in a tough battle against Melbourne's gay and inclusive rugby team, the Chargers, winning 38-22.
Chris Gist, I'm the captain of the Monash rugby team, and I think it's such an important round to play each year because it celebrates the best part of rugby, which is of course community and inclusivity. It's always a great privilege to play against the Chargers boys.
And Jackie Lauder, sports psychologist at the Collingwood Football Club men and women's teams, joined Joy 94.9 sideline team sharing how to thrive as an LGBTQIA+ athlete. Lauder highlighted the importance of clubs providing a psychologically safe environment that celebrates differences and the benefit pride rounds.
It shows that as an overall community, we understand that there are different people within our community. It's a really great reminder that we should be celebrating the diversity within our communities.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.